Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Healthy But Human podcast. My name is Callie. I'm your podcast host, and I'm so excited to have you here today listening to today's episode on all things wellness trends you should keep in 2024. This episode is an inspiration that actually came to me today because shout out Renisha. She is my public relations girl. She works for Sweaty Studio and she gave me this idea today and I'm obsessed with it. So I thought I would record a little episode. Also, side note, I sound very stuffy because I'm a little sick after all of my collective travels. So just ignore the stuffiness, you guys. We're going to power through it. But I really am excited for the episode. And if it's your first time listening to the show, welcome. I'm so excited you're here. And before we get into anything, we always start things off with a much needed self-check-in, a time to just reground yourself, see how you're feeling, see how you're doing, and all those things. So wherever you are, just take a nice deep inhale through your nose, fill up your lungs with so much goodness, so much love into your beautiful, amazing body. And then take a big exhale through your mouth, sighing out, letting go of anything that's tension in your mind, in your muscles. Just release it with your breath. And now I want you to ask yourself, how do I feel today on a scale of 1 to 10? 10 being I feel absolutely amazing. 1 being we're not doing too hot, but that's okay. We're going to get through it anyways. And now I want you to ask yourself, why do I feel like this? Maybe something happened. Maybe nothing happened. Just becoming aware and figuring out what the cause is for your feels. And now I want you to ask yourself, what is something that I am very thankful for in my life right now? Gratitude is such a good attitude to have, and I recently heard that it can actually help reduce depression. Fun fact. So just finding something you love in your life. Okay. Now I want you to take a moment and tell yourself a compliment. Think of this like talking to your bestie. Hype yourself up like a best friend right now. One compliment. Give it to yourself. All right, now we're feeling the love. I want you to ask yourself, have I hydrated my hot bod in the past 30 minutes? If you have, if you haven't, regardless, grab your water. We're going to hydrate and cheers on 3, 2, 1. Cheers, my gorgeous queen. All right, now I want you to ask yourself, what is something that I am currently struggling with right now in my life? Just think about it. Big or small. And now, I want you to take a moment to just pray and surrender your struggle to the Lord right now. Be like, God, I currently am struggling with this and I just want to release it to you. Take control of my life and this time. Because no matter how big or how small your struggle is, you are never alone in it. God is right there with you. Shout out Jesus. We love him. Final question, you guys, is I want you to think about something this year that has been a highlight. Maybe it's a wellness trend you tried and you love it. Maybe it's someone you recently met. Maybe it's just a new way of life you have been living. Think about that and hold on to it. I love this time of the year because obviously when you're listening to this, it's not December yet. I know it's kind of early to be reflecting, but I really do feel like this year has flown by, especially this time of the year. The holidays go so fast, and oftentimes it is New Year's and I'm like, I haven't even had any time to just reflect on how the year's been. So we're starting this early. We're going to take some time to reflect, and I think a really fun way to reflect would be to just go back, and I want to share with you guys some of the wellness trends that I have added to my life this year, mentally, physically, spiritually, and I want to share my experience with them and how I think these things should be continued on in 2024. I'm going to be continuing them, and if you haven't tried them, maybe you'll try them. Regardless, I think this will be a really fun episode for you guys. Before we do that, let's get into life updates. So last time I recorded the podcast, I was in Costa Rica with my husband, John, on our honeymoon. It was such a fun little episode we did all about finding happiness. If you haven't listened to it, go back and listen. We give you guys a little update on the wedding thing, the honeymoon, all of our just everything happening. There has been a lot that has happened in this season for us. We just moved into a new house. It is truly such a blessing. I love our house so much, and I'm so happy to be back. We were traveling for, I think, 17 days, 18 days. And I was at the point where, you know, when you're just like, you've had a great trip, but you're like, all right, I'm ready to be home. I'm ready to be back in my routine to see my friends again. That is where I'm at. So I'm very, very happy to be back. We got home last night at 2 a.m. and I started to feel like sometimes when I go, backtrack a little bit. We were in Costa Rica, and then obviously it was very nice and warm there because you're close to the equator. It's all tropical things. And we flew straight from Costa Rica to Pittsburgh for Thanksgiving. My parents live in Pittsburgh. We were there for like 5 days, I think. And honestly, I've noticed that my body is very sensitive to weather changes, like very drastic weather changes. Anytime I would go home from college, I went to college in Miami, I'd go home for Christmas or I'd go home for Thanksgiving to Pittsburgh, I found myself getting sick like every single time. And sure enough, on the very final day in Pittsburgh, I started to feel like I was maybe getting a little cold. I was feeling a sore throat, a little stuffy. And I think it's honestly just weather related, but it could be run down of just all the travels we've been doing. Anyways, I woke up this morning and I was like, we're not doing too good today, but it's all right. I did a little chill workout because I was feeling up to it. I went on a walk in the sun and it made everything feel so much better. I've been working a little bit, just trying to kind of like taking it easy today, nothing too crazy. And I definitely feel like I am very excited to go to bed. It is 8 p.m. I'm recording this and I am very excited to go to sleep. I also just cleaned our sheets and our pillows and I'm very excited to sleep on some nice fresh sheets. You know, that's like the best feeling. But that's the update. Oh, I feel like you guys, I haven't given like a proper wedding recap. I actually just listened to one of the people I've had on the show. You guys might know her, Janina Mapola. I just listened to her wedding recap on her podcast, Happy and Healthy. It's one of my favorite podcasts to listen to. And I was like, I need to do a recap of our wedding because I loved listening to it. And I feel like you guys would really enjoy hearing all of the nitty gritty about our wedding. So if that is something you guys want to listen to and you want to hear, let me know. And I will have John back on the show and we can do a very fun little recap of everything happening. We need a proper update for you guys because this life, there's so many things that have happened and I want to share with you guys, but I think it would take like a full episode to do that. So we will just let me know what you guys want. This podcast is for you guys and I love you all so much. So, okay, that is pretty much the update. Also, we had some fun Black Friday stuff happen that already passed by the time of listening to this, but I will be dropping our You Are Loved hoodies again. So keep a lookout for that. Hopefully this week I will drop them and you can order your hoodie if you didn't get one on our last drop. But yeah, okay, let's get into it. Into all of our favorite little wellness trends, I made you a little listy list and I want to get into them. So first things first, these I want to just say that what works for me doesn't have to work for everybody. And that is one thing with wellness I have learned over the years. There are so many things out there claiming to be the best way to do blah, 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 the best way to see results, all those things. But end of the day, trial and error. You just got to see what works for you, what sticks, what doesn't stick, what you enjoy, what you feel good doing. And that is truly just one of the best things. Also, background on me, I am a certified Pilates and bar instructor. I've been teaching for, what year are we in? Close to 5 years, which is crazy. And I also am a certified holistic health coach, so I know some things. But let's get into this. So I'll give you my hot take as someone who definitely is pretty familiar with the wellness space. The first trend that I love is cycle syncing. I've been cycle syncing my workouts, honestly, for 2 years now. This is not a super new trend for me for the year, but I feel like it really got popular in 2023. What is cycle syncing? Basically, it is when you align your food, your fitness, and your lifestyle with the different four phases of your cycle. So as women, we have four different phases. We have our menstrual phase, which is when you have your period. We have our follicular phase, which is after your period. It's when your body is starting to prepare for ovulation. Then you have ovulation, which is when your egg is released. That is when you can have your egg be fertilized and get pregnant. And then you have your luteal phase, which is preparing your body all over again for the full shebang. You'll feel yourself start really high energy because obviously you've ovulated, you're feeling good, you're feeling hype, and then you slowly just feel your energy gain a little bit lower as your body prepares for your next menstrual phase if your body did not become pregnant during your cycle. So those are the four phases. And then during each phase, the idea is to pair your workouts, food, and lifestyle to work with the different phases and how you're feeling. So typically in the menstrual phase, I feel like this is the best phase to explain because you're feeling lower energy typically as your body is bleeding and you're losing you're using blood every day. So I find myself typically doing chiller workouts during this phase, but it's interesting because everyone's body is very different. And I like to cycle sync very loosely. I'm not a very just strict cycle syncer. I think some people can get a little too obsessive with it, almost like a fad diet where if they don't eat perfectly, then it's not going to work. I like to apply cycle syncing to my life in terms of it helps me be very intuitive with my body instead of forcing myself to do things that maybe my body isn't wanting to do. So like today, it wasn't cycle syncing, but because my body is feeling a little bit sick, I didn't want to force my body to do something that was super high energy, super just too much for what I need in the moment. Because if you overwork out when your body doesn't have the energy, or maybe it's fighting off a sickness, or it's preparing to have your period, or whatever the case is, can do more harm than good. So that's the idea of cycle syncing. If you're like, that sounds really interesting, definitely go listen to my whole podcast episode on it. I have a lot of episodes on it. I bring in experts to talk about cycle syncing, and we have a lot of really in-depth chats about it. But along with cycle syncing, there's other things that I love called seed cycling. If you look up my episode with Kate Morton on it, she has her own seed cycling company, and I was seed cycling up until I got pregnant in September, and I definitely felt a very, very just good benefits from it. I haven't gotten back into seed cycling because I ended up not ordering new seeds because I was pregnant for a couple months. That's a whole other story. If you want to hear about my pregnancy story, I have an episode on it. Whew, a lot has happened this year, you guys. Oh my gosh. But anyways, that is also really amazing. And another thing I'd recommend as well for cycle syncing is the book Do Less by Kate Northrup. This book goes into depth on all things lifestyle cycle syncing. I know it's a lot. I have a free cycle syncing guide that actually breaks it all down and it makes it way more palatable. So I will link that below. It's free and I made it for you, I want to say like 6 months ago. So definitely go check it out if you haven't already gotten it. Quick water break. Okay, hopefully I'm not too stuffy for you guys. I can barely hear myself talking at this moment. My left ear is completely clogged. Not to be disgusting. But that's where we're at. So just ignore the voice. We're powering through it. The next wellness trend that I definitely will be keeping in 2024 is cozy cardio and cozy workouts. You guys may have seen this one on TikTok, but basically the idea of it is when you make your space, your environment that you're living in, or wherever it is, very cozy. So I am picturing a dark room with candles going. Maybe on your TV you have a jazzy fireplace video playing. Then you have your walking pad in front of it, or you have your yoga mat where you're doing a Pilates workout or a bar workout or yoga or whatever, stretching, all these things. And the idea behind it is creating a space where you don't feel like high cortisol levels during your workouts. So basically the opposite of cozy cardio is going to the gym and doing cardio. Because typically a lot of gyms are very overstimulating. Think very fluorescent lighting, lots of people. It's very loud. It can feel very, some people get gym anxiety. That is a real thing. And the idea behind it is you make your space cozy and very inviting for yourself. And as a result, it'll make you want to spend time doing cardio and doing the workout rather than resisting it and forcing yourself to do a workout in a space that makes you feel very uncomfortable and not having fun. I have absolutely been loving this for my Pilates workouts. I haven't necessarily been doing that for like walking pad stuff. I usually will walk my walking pad while I work, and I'll do my cardio by going outside and doing cardio, but I've been loving cozy Pilates. I definitely love it at night. If I wait till nighttime to do my workout, I will light candles. I'll do it in front of my TV with the fireplace jazz, or I'll put one of my workouts from Sweaty Studio. Sweaty Studio is my online Pilates studio. If you haven't already checked it out, go check it out. It's super fun. I'll put one of those workouts up on it, and we'll do that. Also, I forgot to mention, back to cycle syncing. If you want to get into cycle syncing your workouts, my Pilates studio, it's a virtual studio and app. I have cycle syncing plans on the app. So I have the different phases as categories with workouts below each that were perfect for those phases. So I'll also link that below and you can check it out. Lots of fun links for you guys. But that is the idea behind cozy cardio. I think it's really a great idea, whoever came up with it. It really makes working out less terrifying and way more doable and manageable for maybe people who aren't comfortable in the gym or don't want to go to a studio environment and just want to do it from the safe space of their home or in their pajamas. Okay, the next one is wall Pilates. Lots of workout themed trends this year. I love wall Pilates. It is basically mimicking the reformer machine foot bar. So think of it like your wall is that foot bar. Elevated moves are a huge part of wall Pilates. I love it for so many different reasons. I think it really spices up the workouts. It gives your body and your muscles a new challenge because you have elevation. And also too, it's really accessible for people who maybe can't afford to pay $300 plus a month for a reformer Pilates membership. Those studios are pretty expensive, and it's super cool because you can get pretty similar benefits and results from using literally a wall anywhere. But like I said before, I don't think I said this before. Anyways, like I was saying though, the only difference between wall Pilates and the reformer is obviously the machine. Where reformer has the spring load, has the moving carriage, you don't get that with wall Pilates. So I'd say that is the main difference. But overall, I love wall Pilates and I think it's super fun. The next, also I have wall Pilates workouts on my studio, Sweaty Studio as well. And you can definitely check those out if you want to try them. Okay. Next trend I'm loving. I have been doing this trend for also like 2 or 3 years. Hot girl walks, you guys, they originally became a thing in 2021 on TikTok. I have been doing these walks for so long. Like I said, I love taking my cardio outside. You can do hot girl walks inside too. What the idea is basically you want to just embody your best self on these walks. Whatever makes you feel super confident, super empowered, put it on. If it's a podcast, if it's music, put on the cute outfit that makes you feel good in your body. Whatever it is, just put it on and go strut your stuff outside. I like to do very intense power walking here. I love my neighborhood because I have some hills now, which is really rare in Florida, but I have hills. So I'll do incline hot girl walks and I'm obsessed. Also on a treadmill, you can do this. The idea is literally just feeling good in yourself, feeling confident. So that's something I've been doing for a very long time now. I will probably never give those up because they're so much fun. You may have heard me talk about this before, but something I've been prioritizing in 2024 is taking small actions each day to improve at least 1% in my physical, mental, and spiritual health. One of those daily healthy habits I've been loving is taking care of my gut with Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic. I first started taking Seed way back in 2019 when I was having all sorts of painful gastrointestinal issues and was getting no answers from my doctor. During this time, I dove into the world of holistic health and learned how important a healthy gut microbiome is for the rest of the body to thrive and feel amazing. So I started consistently taking a daily probiotic for the first time ever and experienced significant ease in my bloating. My digestion became healthy and regular, and I noticed an increase in my energy levels and mood. One of the many things I love about Seed is how easy it is to fit Seed into my daily routine. No refrigeration is needed, and the free travel vial from the welcome kit allows you to take DSO1 on the go, which we love, especially with summer travels right around the corner. As you know, I'm currently pregnant and I'm super cautious about what different things I'm putting into my body, so I definitely feel reassured taking DSO1 over other probiotics because of their rigorous scientific testing and 24 clinically and scientifically studied strains. Trust your gut with Seed's DSO1 Daily Symbiotic. Go to seed.com/Cali and use code 25Cali to get 25% off your first month. That's 25% off your first month of Seed's DSO1 Daily Symbiotic at seed.com/Cali, code 25Cali.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, the next the next wellness trend I've been loving this year is syncing my circadian rhythm. The idea here is really living a lifestyle that is in alignment with how the sun rises and falls. So typically, way back then, farmers would wake up with the sun, they'd start their day with the sun, and then they'd go to bed when the sun went down. I don't go to bed when the sun goes down, because if I did that, I'd probably go to bed at like 7 p.m. now with the time change. So I will do the waking up with the sun though, and it's been amazing. I know this isn't always feasible if you live in a big city where you have just artificial lights all the time outside, but I do like to sleep with my curtains open because the sunlight in the morning will naturally wake me up and I just feel incredible. I was doing this in college actually, and I felt the hugest difference. My body would literally wake up the same time every single day naturally at 7:30 in the morning. It was crazy. And I've been doing that in the past like month or so, where I don't set an alarm unless I really have to, and I will just let my body naturally wake up. If I want to wake up earlier, I will literally tell myself the night before, Callie, wake up at 7:30 a.m. And it is crazy, you guys. I know you're gonna be like, how is this a thing? But it works. I will wake up typically within 5 minutes of that time that I told myself. There are probably science behind that, but it is crazy, and I've been doing that since college. Whew. Also, in another point to make about this trend is that wearing blue light glasses at night is an incredible way to also work with the circadian rhythm, because the blue light glasses will block out any of the artificial light. And I will typically do this before I go to bed. So within an hour or so, if I'm still using my computer or my phone, I'll put on my blue light glasses and I just slowly allow my body to prepare to go to sleep. And I find that my sleep is a lot deeper as well with blue light glasses. I will usually use these during the day as well. Anything that is just artificial light, I've noticed, can give me headaches sometimes if I don't have the glasses on. And it has really been a huge benefit in my health and wellness and my sleep. Okay, the next thing is reformer-inspired Pilates. This goes with wall Pilates. It's the same idea. It's basically wall Pilates is reformer-inspired Pilates. But this really popped off on TikTok. I don't know if you guys saw the trend where it was like, if you don't want to spend $300 a month, then try this. And it goes from the reformer machine to the girl doing a move with a different equipment that you can find at your house typically, or it's very, very affordable. So I made a bunch of these videos. In fact, over the year, I made some using sliders, some using a longboard, like a skateboard. I made some using socks. You can also use a towel on the hard surface of a floor, a foam roller, all sorts of things. And I really loved this trend because it really just opened people's eyes to see that Pilates doesn't have to be this super expensive thing that only rich people can do. That is the stereotype of Pilates. I'm going to straight up just say it. Pilates, I think a lot of people feel this, is rich moms or models or famous people who have just naturally very thin bodies and have a lot of money and have a lot of time to just go to a studio and can afford whatever. But I will straight up just break that stereotype and tell you guys for a fact, you do not need to have You don't need to be loaded to do Pilates. You don't need to be naturally thin. You don't need to be a suburban mom or a model or a celebrity. No hate to any of those people, because everyone can do Pilates. It is a very accessible thing, and I think it has had this almost eliteness around it for its entire time it's been around. I mean, my mom did Pilates when I was a kid, and I remember thinking, oh, Pilates. So I just want to say it doesn't have to be this super scary, super inaccessible thing. And that's why I love reformer inspired Pilates, is because it's making Pilates accessible for people all over the world, no matter the demographic, no matter how much money they make, and no matter where they are in the world. So that's super freaking cool. Okay, also I have those on Sway Studio as well. If you want to try reformer inspired Pilates, I got you. Okay, the next one is a digestive girl walk. I actually made this up like 5 minutes ago, the name of it. I didn't make up the trend though. I heard this on a podcast, honestly, like a week ago, and I will absolutely be continuing this into 2024. This was, I don't know if you guys are familiar with, I forget her last name, but her business name is Organic Olivia. She's an herbalist and super cool. I just found her recently. Anyways, she talked about the importance of going on a digestive walk after you eat. So going on like a short 10-minute walk can have great benefits for how your body digests your food. And as someone who sometimes my stomach will hurt after I eat, this has been awesome. I did this on Thanksgiving after I ate my food. I went on a short little walk after and I didn't feel super sleepy. I didn't feel super bloated. I honestly felt energized. I felt great. I felt nourished and it was awesome. So just chill 10-minute walk, nothing crazy. And then the next one is apple cider vinegar to prevent glucose spikes. This is something I learned from the girl's Instagram handle is Glucose Goddess, I believe, or her book is called The Glucose Goddess. I bought her book like a year ago, and I started implementing this into my daily routine. So before I started eating my breakfast in the morning, I would dilute 1 tablespoon of apple cider vinegar with water. You can do it with anything. You can dilute it into some juice. It'll taste better. And then I'll grab a straw, stir it around, and I will chug that thing because it does not taste very good. But the benefits of drinking apple cider vinegar, there are so many benefits, and I could talk about this for literally forever. But basically, the reason I do it is to help prevent insulin resistance. It goes along with the same idea as the digestive girl walks. It can help with glucose spikes, all those things. And so I really wanted to prevent a glucose spike in my body. And so it also will help you be more intuitive with your hunger cues. Because when glucose levels can spike, it can make you feel like you are a lot more hungry than you really are, not be super intuitive with it. I have personally experienced that because I have had in the past doctors tell me that I have high insulin resistance. I need to make sure that gets lowered. So I've been doing that for the past year and I honestly love it. I feel amazing after I drink apple cider vinegar. And I also used to drink it before, way back when, to help with allergies. So fun fact, it can help with allergies as well. But the key thing here is to make sure it is diluted in water because it is very, very acidic and can apparently burn a hole in your esophagus if you don't dilute it. So don't do that. Also, drinking with a straw is good because, like I said, it's acidic and it can be hard on your teeth if you don't have a straw. All right, the next one, I've been doing this for years now and I will absolutely be taking it into 2024, is the crowding out mentality instead of cutting out. Whew, cutting out is way too commonly said. I just hear so many people be like, yeah, my doctor told me to cut out bread. Oh yeah, I decided to cut out sugar. Look, there's nothing wrong with saying cut out, but I learned this when I was getting certified to be a health coach. Crowding out, saying that, has a much more positive connotation psychologically. And it also, it's the craziest thing. When you say cut out, it's almost, it feels restrictive. It feels like, oh, like it's a kid with candy. Oh, the kid wants the candy, but the candy's on the shelf and mom put it up there. The kid can't have it, but the kid wants it so bad and is constantly thinking about it. It becomes obsessive, blah, blah. That is the same thing with the cut out mindset. Because you are removing it from your life, you're like, I can't have that. It almost makes you want it more. With crowding out, let's use chocolate for example. Let's say your doctor told you, hey, you need to reduce how much sugar you're having every day. And you love having chocolate bars. Or sorry, hot chocolate. Let's use hot chocolate. But you love hot chocolate so much. This is what you do. You'd say, I'm going to crowd out my nighttime hot chocolate with my nighttime hot cacao. This is something I actually personally did myself. So to reduce the amount of sugar I was intaking, I make hot cacao drinks and it is 1 tablespoon of cacao powder in a cup or however much milk I want. And I heat it up, I froth it, and then I'll put some whipped cream on it as well. And this is a healthier alternative to drinking just straight up hot chocolate every single night. So that is an example of crowding out. Because I made a hot cacao instead of my hot chocolate, the hot chocolate does not have space in my life because I pushed it away with hot cacao instead. So it's a way more just healthy way of looking at things. It's not so restrictive. It's basically like, oh, I just picked a healthier alternative. And that's instead of being like, I can't have this. So that's been really healthy for me. And I've loved that mentality for years now. The next thing that I love is just giving yourself love during workouts and when you wake up in the morning, when you're eating food. Affirmations are always going to be in for me. Speaking truth and life and love over yourself, just blocking out those lies, just breaking strongholds, renouncing things you've been believing forever, just straight up saying, like, my body deserves this food. I straight up said that at Thanksgiving. I was in a conversation and the conversation was about, like, the comment was made, you earned that food because you worked out this morning. And I straight up was like, it was not coming from a bad place, by the way. I knew that because I've been doing a lot of self-work. But in that moment, I straight up was like, I don't need to earn my calories. I deserve food. I said that out loud in a very loving way. And it was renouncing any seed that was being planted. It was renouncing anything that was gonna be toxic to my self-love and my body image, and it was super cool. So trend is to show yourself love, speak that life over yourself, speak those affirmations over yourself, especially during times when maybe you feel triggered or you might feel some of that insecurity coming up, specifically in workouts. Because I know sometimes we can look in the mirror when we're working out and look at our body and we're like, I wish that looked differently. So that time is when it's really important to show yourself the love. All right. My final one, actually I have two more, but this one's quick. Increasing protein. This is something else I learned recently and it is really important if you are trying to get stronger muscularly. And also it's really important if you are trying to reduce your insulin levels. And because I learned that apparently muscle tissue absorbs excess glucose. And so, like I said before, it's important to prevent those glucose spikes and it can help you have just more steady glucose levels by increasing protein at your meals. I haven't done this yet, but I will. I'm planning on doing this week. I want to try and eat my body weight in protein every single day. I have seen this on TikTok. I've seen this everywhere, and I'm really excited to try this trend before the year ends, and I hopefully will take that into 2024. So hold me accountable, you guys, and I'll let you go. I'll let you know how it goes. Okay, the final trend is, I saw this video recently on, my friend posted it on Instagram, and it was about how we can do everything for our bodies and to be healthy. But end of the day, if our mind isn't healthy, then we just will never feel healthy. So this year I've really been doing a lot of self-care, or not self-care, I guess still say self-care, a lot of self-work, inner growth, working through stuff, journaling, working through my traumas, all these things. Because this year has been amazing. It has been an incredible year of so much, just so many good things, so many blessings, but it has also been a year with some of the worst trauma of my life. And I'm someone who has never been great at processing trauma in the past, and I've been learning how to be good at working through my trauma and not letting it deeply affect me for the rest of my life. So I've been doing at my church this class called Inner Healing, and if you guys have questions about it, let me know, because it has been so amazing. Essentially, the idea behind it is inviting the Holy Spirit into your healing process. There's different ways I've been doing this. When I journal, I'll ask the Holy Spirit, put the questions on my mind that you want me to ask myself. And the Holy Spirit will put things on my mind, or I'll ask the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, show me the lies I've been believing. I'll have lies come up, and then I'm like, Holy Spirit, show me the truth in this situation. Where was Jesus in this situation? Show me him. And then I will be able to just hear the Lord speaking and telling me what he was thinking in that moment of time. It's just been so healing. And just, this has been the number one wellness trend that I will continue for the rest of my life. 1000% hands down. Anytime I felt triggered at anything, John and I will actually joke, or not really joke, we'll say healing op if one of us is triggered about something and the other one notices. And is anytime there's a negative emotion, it's a trigger. And typically when we feel negative emotions about a situation or something someone said, it is showing that there is a deep-rooted belief or lie that we're believing that has slowly planted itself in our belief system, and we need to work through it. So something that sometimes I get triggered about is, like, let's just say being insecure if there's a bunch of really attractive girls in the room and I'm with my husband. I'm honestly, like, embarrassed saying this out loud, but, you know, I'm going to say it because I think a lot of us girls struggle with this sometimes, maybe guys too who listen. But, like, the other day I was doing a solid core class and I was with John, and there was, I mean, like, a lot of people who do solid core, they're in great shape. It's a really freaking hard class. And I was just, like, feeling a little insecure. I was just kind of comparing myself to some other girls in the class. And I was like, oh, like, I wonder if John is noticing them. You know, just, like, really. I'm saying this out loud. I'm like, that is so stupid. But I felt like that in the moment. And that feeling of insecurity was triggering, was showing me that there was something that I needed to work through in my life. And I went way back. And I went back to times I'd been cheated on. And I'm like, you know what? It makes a lot of sense why I was experiencing those things and insecurities, because I believed deep down that I wasn't good enough, and that no matter what I looked like or what I did, a guy that I was with would still want to be with another girl. So I had to do some inner healing on that insecurity. And I asked Jesus, I was like, Jesus, like, in the moment when I was cheated on, what were you trying, like, where were you in that moment? And, like, what were you saying to me? And I just had this visual of him literally hugging me and just being like, Callie, I'm the God of the universe, and I literally chose you. I chose you as my daughter, and I love you. And it doesn't matter what anyone else does or thinks, like, I've always chosen you. And, like, that this morning was so healing to just have him literally tell me that. So that's just an example, and I hope that helps you guys. But if you have more questions, let me know. And yeah, but those are some of my wellness trends I have been very obsessed with this year, and I hope that these help you. I would love to hear your favorite wellness trends in 2020 that you're going to take with you in 2024. So shoot me a DM on Instagram at healthybuthumanpod and let me know what trends you're going to continue, and maybe I'll have to try them out. And also too, if you love the podcast, share it on your stories, tag me. I love seeing you guys listening to the show. It makes me so happy seeing you guys loving the podcast. Oh, you guys are the best. And last but not least, I have a group chat. I'll link it below for you to join. It is our Healthy But Human group chat. We have a weekly Bible study where we're going through a different chapter of the Bible each week. And we also just have all sorts of things. Like, we have a wellness forum. We have the bestie chat is what it's called, where we just talk about life and all the things. And it's just a great place to go if you are someone who is starting your relationship with God, getting back into your faith, or if you're just wanting a supportive group of people that value their health and wellness and want to become better versions of themselves. So I'll link it below, and have the best day. Thank you for listening to the show, and I hope you just have the best week ever. I'll be praying for you, and I love you, and I'll see you so soon. All right, stay healthy, be human, and keep shining. Bye.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.